We all know one size fits all is a fail in advertising. But did you know the same goes for communications? So how can marketers rise to this new customer experience challenge? Well, Vonage shares how you can match communications to the customer, all this and more in episode 423. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, analyst, journalist, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of Mobile Groove. And as marketers, your first focus is to elevate the customer experience. And you can do this by personalizing messaging, personalizing ad creatives, but you can also achieve this by reimagining your digital communications at key consumer touch points, such as the contact center. So text, chat, voice, video, these are your choices, but how do you match the channel and the customer and the context for the best possible experience? Well, today we're going to talk about this. What does this journey look like? What can it look like? What can marketers do to architect it with the help of APIs and without heavy lifting? We're going to explore how you can program the right conversations at the right moments on the right channels. And of course, what better opportunity to talk about reimagining the consumer journey than on the Reimagine Growth special mini-series, which is what we have today. It's our mini-series on retention marketing brought to you by CleverTap. My guest today on Reimagine Growth is Kyle Reardon. He's Senior Product Marketing Manager at Vonage, a company that does all of this and more. But Kyle, you tell me, you're the best placed. How would you, at just a high level, describe Vonage?
Yeah, at a high level, Vonage is ultimately a communications company, and that takes many forms in the sense of unified communications, contact center, but also an area where I work and specialize is an API platform, which enables our customers to take communication channels such as voice, video, SMS, and text, and embed that within their overall experiences and enrich them and differentiate.
Mm-hmm. So it's bringing it all together, and that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about these channels. We've got text, we've got chat, we've got email. I'm just wondering at a high level, we say they need to have sort of the right channel at the right time. Are customers, consumers, are they confused by the choices they have because there are so many different ways to connect with a company?
I think some brands do a better job than others in providing clear paths of engagement based on communication channels of choice and customer preferences. Ultimately, our position at Vonage is the companies that do this really well are the companies that are best poised to succeed and stand out from their competitors. So that's one of the reasons that we provide programmable APIs so that our customers can provide to their customers not just communication paths like voice and video, but also differentiated experiences in them and embed them within their overall engagement strategy so that a customer's natural engagement with a brand, whether that's happening in person or in the digital realm, feels completely natural. And we, you know, try to give them the tools to help them with that.
Mm-hmm. So it's making that match. And you've conducted some research, I was reading this, into consumer preferences. You know, no one size fits all, no winners, losers here. But you did look into the channels, the types of channels, the number of channels the average consumer wants to connect with in the first place. Maybe you can just share some of those findings to give us an idea of, you know, how broad a choice do marketers need to be providing their customers?
Yeah, I think that's a great starting point. So as you mentioned, we do a kind of an annual survey on customer preferences, and this goes right down to, you know, the folks like you and me. And we did this, you know, across the globe for over, I think it was over 5,000 participants and certainly some interesting findings. The core takeaway for me is that you need to have an omni-channel experience. You need to be able to engage with customers across the spectrum of communication channels. But ultimately, their preferences kind of shift depending on where they are and what they're looking to do. So we did get some interesting statistics on channels that you might not think about as critically or as often as a marketer. Like voice channels, there was a high propensity to want to engage with brands on voice channels. We saw something like 45% of participants looking to or often spent their time engaging with a brand over voice. Messaging channels, kind of as expected, somewhat of an even distribution of that. I think 35% or so, with the bulk of it going to social messaging, you know, WhatsApp, WeChat, Facebook Messenger, those sorts of platforms. And then the remainder filled out by SMS. Also, you know, from the remainder, there was a distribution of direct social platforms, you know, Twitter, that sort of thing, but also mm-hmm. video and, you know, kind of those non-traditional channels that we think about. So it really points to this idea that as a marketer, you need to be everywhere, right, in terms of customer channels and engaging with them across the spectrum of communication opportunities.
So we're finding out more about how people want to connect. And the reason this is important is not because we want to really get into the technology here. It's because that's part of the experience. But there's also places where the experience just, you know, drops off a cliff. People are not getting things the way they want. What are some of the key frustrations and the pain points? Because of course, if I'm not getting things the way I want, if I'm not communicating with you the way I want, then I'm going to show that frustration perhaps on social, and perhaps just by voting with my feet. So it's really important to understand the frustrations and address them. What are they?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the answer is it's a myriad, but from our study, there was three key areas that jumped out. Mm-hmm. The most prominent was repeating oneself. So this can happen when you cross channels, you know, starting on SMS or starting in a social channel, and then escalating to a call. Or from a call going leg to leg, you know, I talk with one representative and then it gets transferred to a manager or somebody in a different department. And I have to share everything that I just said, right? That's a frustrating experience. And that's the area that most of our respondents went to. I think 2/3 was somewhere around that was the final result. The other area where we saw actually an even distribution was not having enough channels. And then more specifically, not having in-app or web experiences. So not having enough channels, not having those channels like WhatsApp or other social communication platforms that you want to engage with, but then also having them in the embedded experience of your web app, your web experience, or even your mobile app. You know, I think you probably have this experience as well when you know, look at the apps that you have on your phone. You know, for the most part, you're not oftentimes engaging with a brand through those applications directly, but in certain instances, you really want it. I mean, I know for my banking application, for instance, the experience isn't great. There's links to how do I call my bank, but I would love to be able to just click a button and be
click
connected.
And call, yeah,
exactly. Just click to that and get connected to that person that's going to be able to answer my question. So those were kind of the key areas where we saw, you know, people voicing the most frustration, although, you know, there's many more, of course.
So it's all about personalizing those communications channels, which is pretty tough, but there are ways to do it. How are you advising, facilitating, helping companies to adapt to this channel explosion? Because, you know, it sounds like something that you're going to have to get an army of engineers in just to get your head around it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say my key point of advice is don't start with engineers and just building channels for the sake of channels. It's the starting point needs to be your customer. And, you know, this is a marketing podcast, so everybody probably is thinking that already, but what does that really mm-hmm. mean? To me, what that means is thinking about a global customer and, you know, understanding that your market is somebody that's across the street or all the way across the world, right? So you need to think of, first and foremost, global preferences across communication channels, which are varied wildly. And then beyond the channels themselves, you need to think about the interactions. So what is a customer contacting me for? Why am I contacting a customer or prospect? And then subsequently provide that information across the appropriate channel. And if it's a customer coming to you, offering him or her the appropriate route to speak to you. So offering them kind of a intuitive choice to self-select based on mm-hmm. their channel preference. And oftentimes, and this is to me one of the critical elements, the complexity of their inquiry or their task, right? The channel you choose is oftentimes going to be self-selected based on the overall complexity or complications implicated in what you're looking to do. If I need to get the status of a bill or the status of a shipment, you know, SMS or a message text, that's totally fine to me. If I'm going through a mortgage application or another, you know, difficult, complex, multifaceted financial transaction, I probably want to at least get on the phone with somebody if I have a question, but I oftentimes might want to even hop on a video call with an expert, show them exactly what I'm looking at and get clarification.
We're going to talk a little bit more about how companies can rise to the customer experience challenge. You know, how do they go about it? What do they need to be thinking about? And what are the opportunities here? But we do have to go to break right now, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.FM. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth today. And my guest is Kyle Reardon, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Vonage. So communications channels are part of the customer experience. There is a customer experience challenge here in making that match. So I want to understand, what are the opportunities here? We say, oh, you can enhance the customer experience, but what is that in real terms?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the opportunities first and foremost starts with that omni-channel that we've been talking about. But we know that just having an omni-channel experience isn't enough, right? And that's where some of our partners come in, like CleverTap, that could really offer enrichment within those channels, you know, leveraging customer data and customer interactions to guide more personalized experiences with the users. Mm-hmm. So the overall channel experience, when you're using WhatsApp, when you're using video, is more tailored to that individual customer and their individual needs, right? And, you know, the implications of that are probably pretty obvious. It's better levels of engagement, happier customers, all those sorts of things that we point to and we want when we're reaching out to customers and customers are contacting us.
I've been looking at how companies, not marketing companies, but in this case, media companies, have been making new businesses out of this. You know, you have media companies who are using messaging channels such as WhatsApp to deliver daily news updates, and they're making that part of like even a subscription service for that matter. They're personalizing content and delivering it via chat. What are some interesting ways that companies are using messaging to push the envelope?
So we have seen some customers, you know, offer new channels of communication like WhatsApp, and that completely transform their inbound customer experience. So one that jumps out to mind, it's far from a media company, is a company that we work with called Aramex, which is essentially the UPS of the Middle East. You know, prior to working with Vonage, they didn't have WhatsApp as an integrated part of their experience. So if I needed to get the status of a package, like we mentioned earlier, I had to call into a call center. That's not an efficient use of anybody's time, and it's also not a great customer experience. I don't want to call and wait in queue to just know where my package is. And so, you know, through deploying WhatsApp, they saw some incredible shift in their overall customer engagement, the channels that customers use. You know, customers immediately started going to this with, I think over 1 million customers served through WhatsApp. There was something like a 20% decrease in inbound calls, which when you think about it, to their call center specifically, their contact center. And when you think about that, not just through the cost savings of having, you know, basically requiring fewer man hours to answer what is essentially a transactional question. Think about that in the context of customer experience and what that means. It goes a long way. It goes a long way to retaining customers and making sure that the entirety of your e-commerce or your shipping experience is one that is not just easy, but enjoyable, or as enjoyable as that type of experience could be.
We were talking about all the reasons why this makes sense. And it does make sense, but it also has to make sort of dollars and cents. Now, I know that it will always depend, but there are a lot of businesses out there that if they could communicate better with their customers, they would probably do much better, particularly in lockdown, you know, customizing that experience, removing the frustration. What types of budgets and what types of companies are we looking at here? You know, is this a something where if you have a certain size or you have a certain vertical, this is the fit for you? And this is APIs, so it should be, you know, I don't need a lot of people to support me to implement it. So it should be easier, or at least less friction.
Sure. I mean, I believe that, you know, we've seen this across industries, everything from media and marketing based companies to healthcare and financial services, companies mm-hmm. that are small startups to large scale enterprises. You know, APIs are fundamentally the glue that can tie together an omni-channel experience and allow you to differentiate from your competitors, from your competition in the digital realm.
So we talked about API being the glue for every vertical. What about the budget? What is the range here that we're talking about? Is it something that, you know, from small to medium, there's something for everybody?
The answer is you can start anywhere because, you know, with APIs and consumption-based models, usage-based models, your costs, your budgetary implications of your communication channels is really guided by the level of business that you're doing, right? We charge for your usage. So the more you talk with a customer, the more a customer contacts you, obviously the higher the cost, but that's because you're doing a higher level of business, right? So it can fit mm-hmm. for that small startup that's just a couple of folks getting a business off the ground, all the way up to Fortune 500 companies, because there's no top level cost that you're starting at. And that's, you know, you need to clear that hurdle before you can start seeing any benefit. You see the benefit with the customer interactions, and the cost associated with that is guided by the level of interactions that you're having.
We're talking about interaction the whole time, and I'd love to know how people can interact with you, Kyle. You know, how can they stay in touch with you? How can they maybe continue the conversation with you or with Vonage after the show?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for the question. So yeah, please go to Vonage.com for the API side specifically. You'll see a tab for communication APIs, and you can get a lot more information on everything that we do from a communication stack, as well as that survey that you and I have been discussing in some detail today is available as well.
And I read it, and I have to say, I'm interested in marketing, engagement, and now I'm convinced that because we're always talking about it being about the experience, I mean, this does really play a role in it. Thanks again, Kyle. And Kyle has shared his journey and to help marketers and organizations as they drive customer connection and re-enter the market post-COVID-19. CleverTap continues with its Reimagine Growth Series of webinars. You can join the Growth Series Masterclass on February 23rd through 25th and discover how top leaders at Adjust, AppTweak, and CleverTap are reimagining acquisition, engagement, retention, and monetization for 2021. Get ready to grow. You can find it in our show notes. I'll give you that link, but you can check out all of the other great thought leadership and insightful material at clevertap.com/reimagine growth. And if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, Peggy@mobilegroove.com. That's where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can find all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Amazon, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.